don't say it.
Well, okay. I'd like to call Congress back to order. We are now on third reading on today's agenda.
Don, I need to do a report.
Yes, ma'am, you do. Are there any reports of select committees? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Rules and Ethics Committee met on 1706, an act to amend 16107 that created the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors Ron Shaw. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards and Buffalo Head, one absent, Mason.
Thank you. Okay. Now we are on third reading. The first bill is ONCA 1703, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,000 to the executive branch for the purpose of sovereignty day and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalo Head. How do you wish to proceed?
Waive the time.
Okay, time has been waived. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1703 pass?
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1703 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards.
The money's for Sovereignty Day in March.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no?
No.
No.
Roll call for the record, if you like. Roll call, please.
Congressman Supernov. Congressman Supernov.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead. Oh, sorry, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
No. Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Oh, yes.
Assistant Chief Brad Horn.
You don't get to know what it is.
Just actually,
I'm
kidding. We don't
have a tie. Oh, never mind. There is no tie. You just have to say yes or no. Kidding. We were just kidding. There is not a tie. Right? Okay.
Passes.
So it passes?
Yes, it passes.
The alternate effective date passes. The next bill is ONCA 1706, an act to amend ONCA 16107 that created the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
All closed.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Okay, thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1706 pass?
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Speaker Kraft.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. Discussion? Congressman Shaw?
Well, I think we're wanting to get this deposit into the retained revenue fund as soon as possible, so I'd recommend a yes vote on the alternate effective date.
Thank you. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1703 and ONCA 1706 are referred to enrollment. Motions and notices, Congresswoman Everett.
I move to request that the speaker request a written report from OFPR on the fiscal implications and the performance year to date of the disability assistance program.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, we heard a lot of information today, and I think it would be helpful to have that information in writing and to go forward.
Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Edwards?
Today in a congressional affair, I have a point of order. Today in a congressional affairs committee meeting, we discuss information contained in a document which is not confidential called Osage Nation Authorized Positions Fiscal Year 2007, which came from the Osage Nation Office of Human Resources and the Osage Nation Office of the Treasury. If it's not confidential, then it can be stamped in and included in the support documentation that was filed, or that's information that's filed in the committee. In other words, the document's not confidential. It was discussed in an executive session, but there's no prohibition against, since we were using it, and our policies say that you stamp that in. There's no reason not to just stamp that in and have that be part of the documentation that was considered in committee.
Okay. Heard the clerk, it's my understanding that that has already been stamped in and it has a number stating that it is not a confidential document at this time.
Okay, then I move to publish the document.
As is?
Well, yeah, it's not from us. I don't want to change it.
Well, make a note that I don't believe that it includes, when we received it originally, I did respond to HR asking that they include the legislative branch. I believe I said legislative branch, and it came back with the employees of the legislative branch, but not the elected officials. And I'm just asking as is, or should it be, would you hold?
No, I wouldn't hold it, but I think.
Amended.
I do agree that I think I wrote you and asked that they include all of the nation's officials and employees, and it is missing some, but it's not because of anything that we've done. We asked for it to be comprehensive. So yes, they need to, in my opinion, yes, they need to update it, and I don't know why it doesn't include everyone, because we asked for everyone, but certainly that's not a reason to hold it from being utilized and discussed.
Motion's made and seconded. You seconded?
I didn't second. I'd like to hear the motion again, please.
To publish the document dated November 3rd, 2016.
Publish it where?
Where do you want it published?
You're making the motion.
I want it. I think it's part of support documentation that went with a committee discussion today. So. Forward it to the Osage News.
We're in discussion.
There is a motion
on the floor.
I'll second
the
motion for discussion.
Okay, now it's been seconded. Discussion? We are now in discussion. We needed a second. So are you raising your hand for discussion now?
Well, even if it is marked confidential, doesn't the Congress have the ability to make it public, remove the confidentiality?
Yes, but as it is right now, it is not a confidential document the way it was transferred to us. But yes, I believe that we could. So,
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
If somebody's going to raise that issue, maybe we ought to just amend your motion, make it public information. So there won't be any questions.
One second, please. I'm going to allow the clerk to...
The document was not something that we received just for this meeting. The document was something that was received last week or the week before. So it's something that we had prior to the meeting ever even being scheduled.
Okay, so let me get a little clarification. How, if someone wants to look at this document, if the general public wants to look at this document, do they have to do a open records request in 10 days and blah, blah, blah? Well, maybe that is fine. I don't know. I know that the merit law indicates that it will be published next August. So in the Osage News, so my question was, should it be, since we missed that time frame by a month, should it be, should we send it, or should we just know by discussing today and everyone knowing that they can hand it out, or somebody can make a open records request for it and get it? So I don't have an opinion on it one way or the other. I just thought that everyone should know we do have that document.
Okay. Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
I don't think we missed it by a month. Didn't we just pass the merit in the fall? So we didn't miss it by a month. My problem with this, and I have gone on the record to say I am a proponent and have always been a proponent and will always be a proponent of elected officials and any government employee of salaries being public information. That is just my opinion, whether it's state government, federal government, or tribal government. But I am not a proponent of, number one, we already know that we're going to go to court over the merit law. So we know what the executive, what their, some of their concerns are with parts of merit, this being an issue. I mean, we've heard from them. This is an issue for them. Secondly, the merit law says it'll be published in August. Well, it's not August. It's December 1st. We've never published in the newspaper before. It's just always been a matter of employee salaries have been open. And if someone wants to come and request an open record, they can do that. But I don't understand why we're going to try to throw it out there right now. I'll be voting no for this. I don't really know where it's going, but I know that I'm going to be voting no. It's stamped in. It's HR. And let me be clear about that. The nation's HR department brought it over and did not stamp it confidential. They didn't say that it was confidential, therefore it is not confidential. If someone wants to make a request, they can do that. But I'm not making the request, and I'm not going to send it out there.
Congresswoman Edwards, you have to hand up first.
Well, my comment about that was we put in the bill that it would be published every August in the paper. And we passed the bill in September. That was my point. We missed, that was my month, what I meant by a month. I'm fine with everyone understanding that we have the document and it's not confidential and everybody can publish it as well. I mean, I can go hand this right now to anybody I want to. So that's fine if that's the way you want to go, but I thought that there was some indication that people didn't understand that. So now that we've talked about it and we understand that, then I, you know, I'm willing to withdraw the motion if we all, if we don't need that kind of guidance.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I know that that's the focus of a lot of contention right now, even probably a part of the matter in the Supreme Court opinion, which I haven't had the chance to read completely through thoroughly. I've looked through
Supreme Court complaint?
Complaint, yes. But that information that is contained in the document that is it was public information by the Open Records Act previous to any merit bill ever being passed. The Open Records Act says you can have position and the pay of that position, and that is public information as long as you don't put any identifying factor with that, such as a name, social security number, address, which is private information. But the Open Records Act says everything that we have contained in that record is public information. So I just wanted to be clear on that. This merit law did not make this be public information. It was public information previous to the merit law, merit bill.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
The only other thing that's unclear to me, we've already said, one, we know that not all the positions in the nation are included in here. And we've asked, if I understand you correctly, we've asked that all the, that they resubmit this with all the positions in the nation. Is that right?
No.
I asked that the legislative branch be added. And that's when it came back with the legislative branch's employees.
But not elected officials.
So that's the point I'm making. If this were to go out, it doesn't include our salaries, which I think should be included if we're putting everyone else's out there.
And it doesn't include the office of the chief.
And it does not include the office of the chief because I believe, someone go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong, but it says in the bill, merited employees, so it didn't include.
I'm almost positive that it does. So.
But no, so as of right now, it does not include elected or appointed officials.
Okay, well, then I'll withdraw my motion and I'll make a motion that you request that the HR department resubmit and the Treasury resubmit this document with all compensation, W-2 wage compensation positions, compensated positions in this document.
Okay. So there was a motion and a second already on the floor for something completely different.
I know, and I withdrew it.
Okay.
And now I'm just asking you to write to the HR department, the top department of Treasury, and ask them to include all W-2 wage, current W-2 wage positions with the same information that's in it. I'll have to click. We've asked for it. I know, but I just want to be clear on it again, so we have it in writing.
Okay, the clerk will read the motion as she has it, so make sure that we're clear.
To request all, or request the HR department and Treasury resubmit the document to include all current W-2 wage positions with what information?
There's class, position, hourly, annual, and vacant or filled.
Okay. Does everyone understand the motion? Is clear on the motion? And so now I need a second. Motion dies for a lack of second. Motions and notices, Congressman Shaw.
As a preface to a motion regarding ONC 1708, which seeks to obtain a $10,000 appropriation for the Marine Corps detachment, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and place ONCA 1708 on General Order Day 2 on the next meeting's agenda.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor of placing ONCA 1708 on General Order Day 2 on the next day's agenda signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I'd like to make a motion for Congress to, I don't know if we adopt or vote on the amendments that you've been given from Rules and Ethics that address, there's two amendments.
Second.
Everyone has a copy of them.
Discussion? Has it been seconded? Who seconded? We didn't hear. Okay, discussion?
I, for one, have not had the opportunity since it was just presented and reported out of committee today to hold, to actually go into the rules and look what the language does. I don't know. Has any other member of Congress had the ability to review this submission in comparison to the rules?
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Well, I have. Of course, I'm on the committee, but I think everyone knows what it does because we've discussed it at lunch, and there were eight members that were sitting there, and I said, by the way, as a matter of fact, our meeting was still going on when eight members of Congress were sitting in there and we were voting on all this. So we can vote on it tomorrow, and that'll give everyone another day to, I guess, think about it and look it all up. If you want to come to me or Congressman Mason or Congresswoman Edwards, we're happy to discuss it in more detail, but eight of y'all were sitting there while we were talking about it in the meeting and discussing it, but I'm willing to vote on it tomorrow. That's fine.
Hey, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I'm just going to reassert what I said. I think I understand what you guys want to do, but I hear discussion. I did not have my rules out to review exactly what these changes do. I think that's the responsibility of the committee members to actually review how it sets in law instead of just being told something does something. So I'm not trying to be contrary. I really want to look at the book and see what the rule change does.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, motion was withdrawn. In addition, I would like to ask for everyone to, if that's the idea, is to vote on them tomorrow, to please. I've been through this as chair of rules many times before. I think it was for like a year and a half, and it is hard to get rules passed simply because I understand we have a lot going on, so it's difficult to take the time to go over them, because I had requested one time for everyone to review them for a month and it still wasn't ready. So please take the time to review the rules, and I will commit to scanning this and sending it to Congressman Norris and Congressman Mason, and then discussing what the rules do as well. So Congresswoman Edwards?
Oh, I'm requesting an emergency meeting of the Education Committee. Is your meeting from 1 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
At 3 o'clock. Yesterday in committee, there was information that the comptroller indicated that he could put together and get back to us with. If we can meet today, I believe we can have that bill out on the floor tomorrow, which there's no reason not to have it out on the floor tomorrow. And so I'm asking that you approve, and we made an announcement in the Education Committee that I would be asking for an emergency meeting at 3 o'clock, so everyone on the committee knows about it, as well as those people in attendance and the public that heard it, that was listening.
Okay, I would like to continue to discuss that because as of right now I haven't received a request for
I've heard you tell me, but I have not received a written request for an emergency meeting. And I don't know that, I think you only have two other committee members here, and I'm not sure if they're in agreement with an emergency meeting.
I don't think it's that, that's their choice, but I'll put it in writing, but I'm making the motion from the floor. Do we not even have a quorum? One, two, we have a quorum.
Okay, I didn't say you didn't have a quorum. I'm just stating I need the written request in order to approve it, but I'm letting you know that I don't know that all your committee members are on the same page as you, so. So I think we need to continue this discussion afterwards because we have a meeting in 10 minutes. So Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Government ops meets from 1 to 3. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Discussion, okay. Congressman Supernall, do you have something real quick?
I wanted to ask you.
No, I'm not having anything.
If you think this session's going to run out for full 10 days, I'm having a little problem scheduling. One of our.
Order, please. What are you saying? You're having a problem?
The LLC was wanting $1 million, and I've given them 3 dates, and they say they can't make them. I'm afraid they said they'd let me know when they could be here, and I'm afraid they're going to pick a date when I'm going to be here. So, do you think we're going to run out the full 2 days for this session or extend it?
That's.
Have any idea?
To this body, and what I mean, if we're not, we do have some time slots that are open. It looks pretty open to me. So that's up to the sponsors of the bills and the committee chairs to get together in order to move
along. I'm asking you.
Do I think that I can't predict that if we're not getting there? We still have some things out that haven't been addressed in committee.
How long do you think this session is going to last?
I know, but that's what I'm saying is it's up to the sponsors of these bills and whether they're heard in committee and can move on. But there's still many days open, but I think there's legislation out that has not been addressed in committee yet. So I can be drug out for several days or it can get moving. So Congresswoman Buffalo Head, did you have your hand up this time?
There's a motion on the floor. I made a motion to adjourn at 10 a.m.
And I think I seconded it.
Yes, I asked for discussion in Congress. That's what Congressman Supernall had to say. All those in favor to adjourn, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.